The temple construction now is above the plinth level, above the ground level, and the contractor is planning to complete the concrete work by within another 3 months, so to the May, June, July, maybe July, in August he will complete. And then the marble work will start. Yeah, I hope we'll be able to complete the temple in 1 year's time. And so this is what I'm doing now. And for the last 6 months I was in India. I didn't travel. It was wonderful not to travel. But of course it's nice to travel also. But actually in about 25 years, for the first time, I stayed in one place for 6 months. And my life was so hectic before. Like I was traveling practically all the time. And now I'm realizing, in order to accomplish what we really want, we have to stay and we have to give our time. Unless we focus our attention in our projects, it won't happen. Therefore, before getting involved with Ujjain project, my first consideration was whether I would be able to spend 8 months in India. And only when I resolved that I would, I decided to go ahead. Anyway, if you have time, please come and visit us. We have nice facilities. We have nice accommodation facilities also. Right now we don't really have our own facilities, but we are renting houses in that area. You can see this is a very very clean and beautiful area. This is a newly developing area. Ujjain is now developing it as a new, just as you have New Delhi, this is the new part of Ujjain, where it's very systematically planned. All the houses are new. Most of the houses there are 5-6 years old only. The roads are well planned and wide, clean. And the weather is very nice there. People are nice. And the way they're responding, you can see. Like when I started, I didn't know what to expect from local people. But so many people are just getting involved. In the evening when you give the Bhagavad Gita class, we get 150-200 people. For Sunday feast, now we get about 1,200 to 1,500 people. And this is when we don't even have our temple. It's just a makeshift arrangement. Personally, I feel that this movement will grow only when we take up new projects and successfully accomplish them. That's what was happening during Srila Prabhupada's time. Prabhupada was sending devotees to different places. And devotees were also, although young and inexperienced, but they were venturing into different corners of the world, different parts of the world, and they were achieving so much. And that's how the movement was growing. Krishna consciousness was expanding. And that's why I feel very enlivened when I heard that you got a piece of land here. Now build a temple. if we don't focus our energy in constructive development, then it'll be diverted into all kinds of undesirable directions. And therefore the energy must be properly channelized in developing, making this expand, making this movement expand. We have to let the movement grow. We have to invite newer and newer people to come. And this is how the movement is going to expand. Otherwise it will become just stagnant. And so I wish you all the best in your endeavor to spreading Krishna consciousness here. Newcastle is a very beautiful field. Actually, South Africa itself is a very beautiful field. All over South Africa there is so much potential. We have such a large Indian congregation here. And here the Indians are very, very proud and committed to their culture. So if we preach, they will become receptive and they'll accept this process. And let us not waste our energy in all kinds of undesirable activities, but just focus on the growth of Krishna consciousness. Then Krishna will reward in most wonderful way. I can tell you from my experience, I ventured into all kinds of projects which costed, which required a lot of resources, lots of funding, and I plunged into them with the confidence that if I do something for Krishna, Krishna will provide. And I can tell you from my own experience, Krishna did provide. And because Krishna is there. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see that if a rich man has a servant, a loyal servant, and if the servant wants to do something for the master, doesn't the master provide? Or does the servant have to go and get everything for the master? No. The rich man will provide for everything for the servant to serve him. Now when we are serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the supreme proprietor of everything, who is the supreme controller, why shouldn't he provide? Therefore, in Krishna consciousness, we should never develop scarcity mentality. Devotees are not poor. Devotees of Krishna are actually the richest people. They may not want anything for themselves, but they have all the resources in the world. Who can be more wealthy than the servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Is Indra a poor man? The king of the demigods? Is Brahma a poor man? Now these are the devotees. But sometimes devotees assume a position of detachment, but that's not out of poverty. That shouldn't be seen as poverty. Like Lord Shiva, he has nothing. He has no home, he has no residence, he doesn't have any resources, apparently. He lives in the crematorium. He doesn't even have clothes to put on. But does it mean that Lord Shiva is poor? No. He is the husband of Mahamaya, Durga, who is the control, who is the owner of the entire material nature, who is the proprietress of the entire material nature. So devotees, due to their attachment to Krishna, become detached from matter. But that is not poverty. Because he got the higher taste, he is detached from the lower taste. But when it comes to serving Krishna, they are prepared to make all kinds of wonderful arrangements. So with this mentality we must go on. And Krishna will provide. Krishna will give everything that we need to serve Him. Therefore we cannot afford to think small, we have to think big. Prabhupada used to say, when you go to hunt, don't go to shoot rhinos. Of course, shooting is not our business, but it's just an expression. And that was Prabhupada's attitude, Prabhupada's way of doing things. Prabhupada used to say that he has one problem, that he cannot think small. And why should Prabhupada think small? Because he is a pure devotee of Krishna. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Does anybody have any questions?